妹妹，为什么房间又一团乱，玩具都不收好啊？
我在找东西啊。
昨天才收好，今天又乱了，我的头又要开始痛了。
妈咪，我是在找虎标白色万金油啦。阿妈都说头痛擦这个很有效，薄荷凉凉的可以帮忙舒缓哦。妈咪，爱老虎哟。
哎呦，今天怎么这么乖呀？很内行哦，还知道要用这瓶百年老字号的。
虎标在手，全家神队友。
全台各大药局、屈臣氏、康氏美皆有贩售。
卫蜀成字字第015702号，北市卫药广字字第113040234号。使用前请详阅说明书、警语及注意事项。
Hi there, you are now listening to John and Patrick, and every Wednesday we will see you at 15 Minutes Cafe. 欢迎来到每周三的 15 Minutes Cafe 英语咖啡馆，喝一杯老师们的本周主题特调，一起探讨国际文化、时事、职涯、网络与音乐等多元主题，轻松的吸收主题相关的词汇、惯用语跟常用例句。今天呢，各位收听的是《通勤时光机》。
Yeah, Hi, 大家好，我是周报时光机的派翠克，然后我们的节目名称呢，刚刚姜老师讲错了，是英语时光机。
英语时光机啊，英语时光机、
yes.
可是通勤时光机好像也可以，对不对？
好像都可以哦。
哎，变像小叮当的那个抽屉里面时光机一样，对不对？
反正就是我们会讲一些这个跟时间、历史、文化有关系的东西。
Alright, so back to today's program、
yes.
Today we are going to be looking at what Patrick and I have been talking aboutA lot, not only over 15 Minutes Cafe, and also I used to do this on 15 Minutes Live Podcast, okay? We talk a lot about the different idioms.
Yes, okay.
And how to use them.
Mm.
And how to use them. Mm. I think that's the most important thing. We learn a lot of idioms, and we think, ooh, very nice. This is a cool idiom. I'll remember it. But you never use it in your life. Why?
Yes, 就很像中文的成语，你搞不好知道它的意思，但你一直用不到。 I think it's like a skill, but you know the skill, but you don't know how to use it.
Exactly. So today we will be also looking at under which circumstances or in what situation will you be able to use some of these idioms, okay? So that's what we're going to share. But most importantly, why do we have Patrick on board today? Why? Because you have to learn the most natural way. So learn aboutThe idioms origins.
Oh, yes. Yes, some of the origins and some of the trivia. But today, there's a topic of our idioms, talking about the color stuff.
Okay, we are going to be focusing on the theme of colors. I think that's kind of nice because recently we had the Rainbow Parade, didn't we? Just recently?
Oh, yes. Yeah,
so it's very nice when we talk about colors. I mean, rainbow easily comes to mind.
Yeah, seven colors, right?
The seven colors of the rainbow. So we probably, that means, Patrick, you probably have three colors or four colors ready for us today.
Exactly. We have three colors and three different idioms.
Three colors and three idioms.
Yes.
Very nice.
Okay.
Okay. So obviously, each idiom has a color.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. So let's go with the first one.
Okay. The first one.
Yeah.
This color is the most pure color.
The purest color of them all.
Yeah.
Like Snow White.
Yes, the Snow White. Yeah. You see the white color, you think that is pure.
It's pure. Yes.
Okay, so what kind of things comes up to your mind when you think about the color white?
Okay, so Snow White, right? Okay, I just mentioned that. Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. And white as in, you know, like throw in the towel, like, you know, at the wrestling ring, if you want to give up or if you want to surrender,
you throw in
the white towel.Or the surrender flag, right? If you want to surrender in war, you got to raise the white flag. Or nightingale, like nurses, right?
They have a white
cross.
Okay.
They bear a white cross, right?
Okay. My thought is kind of simple. I only think about the milk.
Milk.
Yeah, the milk. The milk, Patrick, is white.
What? Didn't you have lunch today?
Oh, yeah, I do, but it seems a long time I didn't have milk for myself.
You're missing your milk.
Yeah, a lot of time I didn't drink about the milk. So now I comes up to mind, is the milk.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Cool. So we covered white has a lot of uses in everyday life.
Yeah.
White.
Okay. So our first idiom.
Yes.
This idiom is a white lie.
Oh.
The white lie.
We use this all the time.
Really?
Well, I use it all the time. I don't know about you.
Ah.
So Patrick, my question to you is,
okay,
how do you answer your girlfriend when she asks, baby, do you think I'm fat?
Ah, this is a hard one. I would say like, no, you just wear too much, right?
Oh, you're wearing
too much.
Put on too much
clothes.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. No, baby, you're not fat. No. So this 5 kilograms you gained last month is nothing. It's a white lie, right? So
now I got what white lie means.
I have to do that every day because my wife, she sometimes gets very insecure and then she comes home and she'll be like, oh, do you think this color suits me?
Ah.
You know, I don't like this color bag. I don't like this color blouse. You know, do I look fat? And, you know, honestly, sometimes you can't really tell the truth, can you?
Yeah. The truth makes more problems and questions comes out.
Yes. You know, in my household, we uphold the belief of happy wife, happy life.
Yes.
So.
I know this is your slogan.
Yes. That's my motto. That's how I live. You know, when I die on my tombstone, it'll be happy wife, happy life.
Okay.
I have to say, let's put a preface here. Okay, I have to preface this by saying, whether or not I think she's fat, it's irrelevant. Okay, why? Because it doesn't mean anything. What I think, it's very subjective.
Okay,
it's very very subjective. It will not affect her in any way. So as far as I'm concerned. She just needs some comforting and that's it.
Yeah.
So you tell her, no, that's not too bad. It's okay. Right. Not that I don't want to tell her the truth, but it's very subjective. Okay. It's not like I look like $1 million, right? I look like Arnold and I'm ripped and I'm buffed. And then I can say, look at me, you know, I'm wearing t-shirts and jeans and everything all nice. I'm not. I'm also very casual. I don't look that great. So, I mean, I don't want to put people down, you know. But if somebody knows, like now you know, and you see the situation, or maybe you hear this or see this at my house, you'll think, oh, John is telling a white lie.
Okay. So this, everyone now knows, white lie means 善意的谎言.
Ah, there you go.
Yeah.
Yes, you're not really telling the, you're not trying to lie, but, you know, it doesn't hurt.
Yeah.
It's not with any harmful intentions.
I think it's the way you say a lie to please another person.
You can also see it that way, yes.
Yeah, or maybe make her or make him feel like a sense of identity or something?
Yes. Not to hurt that person, right? Sometimes I do something stupid at home and then I tell my wife, oh, you think I'm stupid too, right? And then she will say, no, it's just a mistake. It's okay. That's also a white line, right? She's just trying to comfort me. Yeah, but maybe, you know, she thinks, she would never make that mistake.
Okay. Yeah, that's just the white lie. But I want to talk about the things that you just mentioned about the white flag, right?
The white flag, the surrender flag.
Yeah, so why would the white flag means to give up or to surrender?
Oh?
为什么这个举白旗它会被视为是一种投降的象征? We're going to talk about this.
Good question. Where did that come from?
Yeah, this. Okay. 再跟大家分享一下其实举白旗视为是投降这件事情其实很久以前就存在了但实际上把它规范到所谓战争法或者是全球的这种国际公约里面要追溯到有一个公约叫海牙公约它是众多战争法当中的其中一种
So I believe this is called the Hague Convention, right?
Oh, yes, Hague Convention. 对,它发生在西元1899年的时候 那时候因为就是世界各地都在发生战争嘛，我们都知道战争很残酷，不管是现在的俄乌战争或是以压、
right.
冲突，大家都有看到这个战争下面的战火是非常无情的。
Yes.
所以当时呢，在这个俄罗斯帝国的皇帝尼古拉二世，他就发起、集结了26个国家到荷兰的海牙这个地方。
The Hague, right? It's a city. The Hague, yes.
Yeah, it's the city in Netherlands, yes. right?他在这边召开了一场和平会议，那各个国家就共识成立了一个可以约束所有国家在战争上面的问题的一个公约，就叫做海牙公约。
The Hague Convention.
Yes, the Hague Convention. And inside the convention,
yes,
they mentioned about when your army want to surrender or want to、yes. give up, you don't want to fight anymore. You just
raise the white flag.
Yeah, raise your white flag and means...You give up, you surrender.
Okay. So it's the rules of the war, right?
Yeah.
It tells you, hey, when you see a white flag, please stop shooting them. That means they surrender.
Okay. Yes. Okay.
So it's like the Hague Convention is like setting a global rule、for war.
Yeah. Otherwise, the war won't end, right? If you surrender and somebody keep hitting you or keep destroying your country or city...、
Yeah.
That isn't a good
situation. Nobody wants to surrender anymore. Nobody wants to, slow down or remove oneself away from war at all.
Okay. So we go back to the white lie. So we want to learn how to use these idioms about the white lies. Is there any examples?
Oh, of course. So here's an example sentence, right? I also used myself as an example earlier on. Here's an example sentence for you guys.I told my friend a white lie about liking her new haircut because I didn't want to hurt her feelings. So when you are afraid of hurting somebody's feelings and you don't tell the entire truth, it's a white lie. Okay.
Yes.
So tell a white lie. When can you use it? All right. When can you use it? You use it to compliment somebody.Right? You can compliment somebody, right? Hey, this looks great on you, right? It makes you look a lot slimmer.
Oh, okay. 看起来比较瘦。
And the next situation is you want to be polite, right? You just don't want to go against somebody. Okay. So, for example, you go to your girlfriend's house for dinner one time, and then her mom prepares this chicken soup, but you don't like chicken soup.So you're like, oh, I love chicken soup. I will have some chicken soup. Thank you.
Oh.
Being polite. You don't want to go against somebody. Okay? And then, of course, to protect your loved ones. You cannot tell people the whole truth. For example, you're in a hospital, all right, and your friend got hurt. And, you know, they worried that it might leave a scar.On her face, or on his face, or on his arm. And they say, oh, this will look ugly.
And now you have to say a white lie.
You know, then you're like, no, it's okay. You know, a lot of people have tattoos, and we can tattoo over it. It's not a big deal.
Ah, yes.
You know, even though it looks very serious, you know, you will say, no, it's okay. The doctors will take care of you.
Okay.
And then, of course, finally, you know, my example would belong to this category.Social harmony.
Okay.
Social harmony, right? So, for example, if any friends ask me out, like, hey, John, let's go hang out. And I say, oh, you know, I've got plans. I'm gonna, you know, I gotta do something. But actually, I'm just sitting at home. Just tell a white lie.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead and tell a white lie.
Busy or something.
Yes, I've got plans, or my wife wants me to do something. That's also one of the things that you can do once you get married. 100%. You know, when you get a girlfriend or you get a wife, you know, you can tell your buddies or your friends, you know, if they call you and they want to hang out middle of the night, then you say, oh, I'm sorry.
Can we use this so frequently?
Good point. How often do you want to tell a white lie?
Yeah, you have to...Take control, right? If you say too much white lie, nobody will believe you.
Yes. So you don't want to be the kid that cries wolf.
Yes. 放羊的孩子.
Yes. You don't want to be that kid.
We know that white lie is 善意的谎言, okay?
All right. The next idiom.
The next idiom. This color is a very passion one. A passion.
A passionate color.
Or a bloody color.
Oh, red. R-E-D.
Yes. Red color. Okay.
Yes.
But so what kind of situations comes up with the color red? Angry?
Red in the face.
Red.
I'm so angry, I'm red in the face. I'm like the emoji, right?
Yeah.
I'm like the angry face emoji. Red in the face.
Okay, so 红色可以代表很多不同的这个情绪啦，可能生气，或者是 maybe you're shy or something.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Your face will turn red, right? Okay, so the second idiom, there's another situation that we can use red. If you heard about these idioms, you will kind of figure it out. We'll say roll out the red carpet.
Oh, this is an easy one because think about it, right? It's as the idiom explains, it's self-explanatory.
Yes.
You roll out. So it's a big roll. You roll out the red carpet. So it's a red carpet that gets rolled out.
Yeah. Just think about the situation. You will know. 想象这个画面，你把这个红地毯往外一抛是什么感觉？就是要热烈欢迎来到现场的人那种感觉哦。
Yes. So...I think first and foremost, it's a formal situation.
Yeah.
Right? It won't be like, oh, your buddies come to your house and you roll out the red carpet. It's kind of weird.
Yeah, it's weird.
Right? You're hosting a drinking party and you roll out the red carpet. It's kind of weird. So it's very formal occasion, right? Formal situation. And then other than the fact that it's formal, it's a celebration.
Hmm.
It's either a big party, a formal party, or a formal occasion.To welcome certain VIP guests.
Yes, yes. Such as the kind of the movie premiere or something.
Yeah, movie premieres, yes. And also presidents visiting another country sometimes. Getting off the plane, right?
Yeah.
Getting off the Air Force One. That you would see, they roll out the red carpet for Biden.Okay, so roll out the red carpet. This is an easy one. And we also said, look, only very formal situations and celebrations and for VIPs. So, I mean, this is quite an easy one, I guess.
Yeah.
But the origin, what is the origin of the red carpet, though?
Okay, so when did we use the red carpet, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, we'll talk about one thing that the red carpet come from.
Yes.
About Hollywood.
Okay, Hollywood premieres, yes.
Did y'all know when does the first Hollywood premiere happen?
The first ever premiere in Hollywood.
Yeah.
1800s or 18-something?
Oh, no, it's 1922.
Oh, 1922.
Yeah, it's kind of near, right? It doesn't, like, 100
close.
Years. Yeah, 100 years ago.
Okay, 100. Okay. All right.
So the movie...The first premiere ever is Robin Hood.
Seriously?
没错没错 OK, 这个我们先稍微的跟大家讲一下这个好莱坞的历史上因为我们讲到红地毯可能都会想到这个电影首映会嘛。那好莱坞历史上的第一场首映会是发生在西元1922年。那他首映的电影是罗宾汉、这个非常经典的电影啦 OK。那他首映的地点呢是举办在加州的格劳曼埃及戏院哦。这个戏院在当年呢、是一个非常非常豪华的剧院代表。
Yes.
那后来这个剧院就被 Netflix 收购了。
Uh-huh.
不过讲到这边、为什么这个红地毯它会是一个、比较象征是这种华丽高级 的象征、主要其实也可以追溯到古希腊文化啦。当时红地毯就是被标示跟皇室啊或者跟希腊众神有关的一条道路。那也算是一种 respect 这些重要人物的一种方式。
Yes. So most other normal people cannot step on this red path, right? So it could be a red brick, it could be red carpet, it could be red something, but that color made or denoted that this is for VIPs only, for gods, for noblemen, for the rich and the famous.
Yeah, exactly.
And of course, we continued that.Culture on today.
Okay. So, 除了这个好莱坞呢，是好莱坞用红色地毯。在二十世纪初期，美国的纽约地铁也曾经铺上红地毯。 那他们铺给谁使用呢？主要是提供给这个搭地铁搭乘头等舱的客人去做指引的。
First
class. Yeah, the first class, they use the red carpet to welcome them.
So Taiwan high-speed rail, I think it also, the business class is also sort of crimson.
Yeah.
Not Ferrari red, but crimson, like sort of dark.
It's dark red or like a little bit purple or something.
Almost. Yeah. Dark red, purple color. Mm. So you can tell it's the business class on high-speed rail. Yes.
Mm, yeah. But the first time the situation is that days, they didn't really combine the red color, aka royal stuff. They didn't do that.
Okay.
But because a lot of people that who... They go on to the first class, right? So, 这个开始这个连结就有了。突然红色的地毯就等于头等舱，头等舱就等于高级高贵。那这些人都有社会地位嘛？所以久而久之，这个红地毯也在近代的这个社会文化当中变成是一种身份地位的象征。
There we go. I think color is a brand, right?
Yeah.
It's part of the brand. So Hermes, the same. If you see the orange from Hermes, you know that is one of the most luxurious bags in the world.
Mm.
So Tiffany too, right? You see Tiffany color, you would link it to the brand Tiffany.
Yeah,
you would
color,
think luxury.
Yes,
yeah.
Okay.
So color is super, super important now.
Yeah, but another situation is that we use the red carpet is from Oscar, right? The ceremony.
Oh, of course.
Okay, 奥斯卡的红地毯。
The Oscars. Yes.
他们是在1961年的时候才开始铺这个 red carpet, 所以算是比较近期的。
What? Really?
Yes.
1961.
Yeah, 1961, they started to use the red carpet.
They never had the red carpet before. That's odd. But, you know, with all the celebrities walking on the red carpet, they also call it the red carpet moment, right?They will dress up very nicely in their gowns, very fancy and very elegant. And then as they walk down the red carpet, they get lots of photos. And then they will stand at certain points to take more photos and then wave at the audience.
And the flashlight.
Right? So the red carpet moment is their moment for the evening. Because once they sit down in the Oscars, you can't take pictures anymore.
Okay, so how do we use this roll out the red carpet idioms?
Okay, so here's the example sentence. The hotel will roll out the red carpet for the celebrity guests arriving for the film festival.
Okay, 这个酒店要为了出席电影节的名人铺上红地毯。
That's right. So very similar to Hollywood, right? You can understand. And recently, Tony Leung...Right? Liang Caowei, he received this major award, right?
Yeah.
So walking the red carpet for him is like, boop! And I received the lifetime award. Yeah, sue me, right? I'm the big guy now. Okay, so that was the example sentence. So where can we use roll out the red carpet? Number one, VIP arrivals. If you have any guests and you can say, hey, let's welcome Patrick, let's roll out the red carpet.
Oh, okay.
Right? Special occasions, of course. If you're attending any special occasion, great. Okay? So if you consider year-end parties and spring parties in Taiwan, in your company, special occasions, it's company money. So if you attend year-end party and you walk down the red carpet, you'll feel pretty good, right? Because your company did spend some money on the carpet.
But sometimes the red carpet is just for our boss, you know. You won't have the chance to go up the red carpet.
Yeah, but, you know, Patrick, we are employees. So, of course, it's for our boss. But you have to feel part of it, right? We are part of the company.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Okay.
If you say it's for the boss, then they should just, you know, do something cheap, right? Save money.
Okay.
Special occasions.
Okay, that makes sense. Okay.
Right. Special occasions, right. Mm. And then, of course, honors and recognition. So today, if you win a Nobel Prize, if you are winning some sort of award, then...Of course, you want to roll out the red carpet for these special guests.
Okay.
Or when you invite conference speakers. Some of these speakers are big guys from around the world. So you want to roll out the red carpet to welcome them.
Okay. 就是在跟大家提醒 roll out the red carpet， 它虽然像是一个很明确的动词，很明确的状态形容，可是它其实就是在形容说我们在热烈款待啊，或热情欢迎我们的贵宾，所以它不一定真的是真的把地毯拿出来滚出来给大家抬，它没有到这么那个，没有弄那么直接的一个形容哦。
Where do you keep them? Come on, Patrick. Where do you keep them today in Taipei? Right? You don't want extra carpets?
It's strange.
Exactly. It's very, okay. very strange. Yeah. You know, we are not doing the Oscars or Hollywood, so we won't be storing rolls and rolls of red carpet, no.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. But so now in modern days, it's more like figurative speaking.
Yes.
We roll out the red carpet. We make our guests feel respected and recognized. Yes.
Okay.
All right, so that's the second idiom. And what's the last one for today?
Okay, the last one, the color. Well, I don't like this color, but
the color. You don't like this color?
Yeah.
How dare you? There are only X amount of colors.
But this color represents the stock market crash in Taiwan.
Oh, but again, Patrick, in Taiwan, this color may mean that it's...A blue Monday, right? It's a terrible Monday.
Oh.
But overseas, it's the reverse, right?
Yeah. Yeah, in the American stock, the market goes up with the color.
Yes. So market gains overseas is this color. But in Taiwan, it's the market drops. It's this color. It's the reverse. Very confusing because when I first landed in Taipei, I didn't understand it.
Oh, really?
People were like, yeah, I didn't get it.And then until very late, I realized, oh, the colors are different because in Asia, we like red. So we think red is a better color.
Okay. So I think everyone knows the color because you see this color recently in our Taiwanese market. It's the color of green.
Green! Okay. The Green Hulk.
Okay, the Green Hulk. Okay, maybe the green we Hulk. Can say that the green represents the peace.Peace, right? Okay. Or about the
cool,
nature
yes.
stuff, okay? So
ESG,
yeah, ESG,
yes.
yeah. Everyone wants to talk about this part, okay? Okay, so the green okay. still can make some good symbolize in different situations.
Yes, for yes. sure.
But today...
So what is the idiom with green
Yeah, but
today
this idiom is quite not so positive, right? It's like, it means green with...Envy.
Ah, this is an easy one. Green with envy. This one, I have to say, this we learned in high school, literature.
High school.
When we were doing Shakespeare.
Yes. Okay.
We were taught about this. Growing up, we used this, green with envy. But, you know, as kids, we don't use the word green like that, right? We grew up with the Hulk. So, you know, green would be angry.Right? Like the Hulk, and you turn into green. So it was until maybe, I don't know, grade 10 when we did Shakespeare extensively. Oh. Then you realized, it came from Shakespeare in one of the scenes where one of the characters says, the green-eyed monster.
Yeah, right? Okay.
Green-eyed, yes.
Okay, so let me...try to introduce why the green means envy, okay?
Yes, why green is envy and not the Hulk, not
yes.
angry.
Okay,
yes.
这个为什么绿色，我们刚刚讲到这个其实它的这个idiom的意思就是眼红啦，嫉妒的意思。
Yes.
但我们讲眼红是红色嘛，中文是红色，可是眼红在英文里面是用 green, 绿色这个词。
Yes.
那究竟为什么会变成绿色呢？其实这就是刚刚姜老师有提到的，我们这个英国的大文豪莎士比亚里面，他这个四大悲剧当中的奥赛罗里面呢，就有这个 green with envy 这句谚语的出现哦。
Yep.
那奥赛罗这个故事我简单跟大家讲一下，那其实就是在解释一个有叫做奥赛罗的将军，那他跟他公爵的女儿相爱啊，不过他年纪相差太大、right. 所以这一场婚事就一直没有受到祝福，两人只能私奔，结果没想到这个奥赛罗将军旗下有一个非常觊觎奥赛罗他这个将军地位的人，他就不喜的去告发奥赛罗跟这个公爵的女儿私奔的事情、mm-hmm. 结果做了这件事情反而让两人的感情更好了，可是这个奸人他这个小人他没有放弃他的他的这个挑拨离间他开始反而对着奥赛罗将军跟公爵的女儿当中去说什么公爵的女人跟其他的男生搞上啦，结果奥赛罗就相信了这件事情，就最后他就在 怒火中烧的情况下不小心把自己的妻子给杀死了，所以当他知道这个真相的时候，这是一个悲剧嘛， tragedy、mm-hmm. so
yes.
他就拔剑自杀了。
Yes、I think Othello is one of those classics where you really see Shakespeare、expressing, you know, pushing the limits of the characters.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You know, these characters, they are normal people, but under the right circumstances, they become so monstrous. They're like monsters. Yes. And this、Green with Envy comes from the green-eyed monster, okay? And this is in Othello, Act 3, Scene 3, where Lagos, okay? Lagos is envious of Othello and warns himof the green-eyed monster, hinting at Othello, saying that Lagos, his own jealousy, is threatening to eat at him and drive him mad if he gives in to the jealousy.
Oh.
So, to Othello, it's like, oh, the green-eyed monster, what the heck are you talking about? But he is hinting, right? You know, as an audience, you are seeing that, you know,Lago is turning into a monster slowly.、Mm. He's giving in to his jealousy and envy.
Ah, yes.
All right.、Okay. So later on in English, you know, of course, Shakespeare, big hit back in the day in the Victorian era. And then、mm. slowly we adopt that green-eyed monster, green eye, right?、Mm. Green, you're turning green. So green with envy or green、yeah. with jealousy.
Okay, so this is the origin of this idiom.
That's right.
Okay.
Yes.
So I wonder, John, if, when you're learning about Shakespeare, will you kind of read the lines during the class or something?
Yes, we did. We had to. We even were forced to act out some of the scenes.
Ah, so you have to use your British accent.
No. We didn't go that far. But,、you know, we had to sort of... There were a few scenes that needs a little bit of sort of acting...If you will,、mm. you have to play that role so you can actually... Because just by reading the lines, you need your English teacher to explain, like, every line, this is what happens, this is what happens, you got to do this, you got to do that. So it's a line-by-line play. But once you sort of jump into it and you, let's say、my English teacher gave me Act 3, Scene 3, and then this week, me and a couple of my other classmates, we act out this.、Mm. And then by acting it out...In class, one can see that, oh, this is not the right emotion. That is the right emotion. That is the right situation.
Yeah? Yes. Okay.
So、mm. Even for school, every year we would have a school play.
Yeah.
So either we will be part of a play or our seniors would be part of a play.
Oh, yes,
we、
okay.
would do Romeo and Juliet. We would do Othello. We would do Macbeth.
So、okay.
it'll be one of those things. But again, Othello, very、mm. one of those classics that you have to see. And I think, again, today maybe Othello is not that interesting anymore, right? Because、if you watch something like 甄嬛传 or these Chinese drama or Korean drama,、
they've got more emotion.
It's very emotional. It's really dramatic. They push every character to edge.But think about it. This is Victorian era.
This is a different situation.
Yeah, this is the Victorian era. And when Shakespeare wrote this out, imagine how different this was, how dramatic this was. You know, people were supposed to be conservative. You're not supposed to think about killing other people. You don't dare do that, right?
All right. So how do we use this idiom, green with envy?
Right. Here's the example sentence for you guys.When Sarah saw her colleague get the promotion she wanted, she was green with envy. Okay. Or we can change this very easily. When Sarah saw her ex-boyfriend getting married, she was green with envy.
Oh, that's...Quite sad.
Okay,
you know,
we're pushing it, right? You see, we can, every time we make a new sentence, we can push it.
You have to let it go.
Yes. So when Patrick, right?
Uh-huh.
When I saw Patrick with his new iPhone 15 Pro Max, I was green with envy.
I hope I had one iPhone 15 Pro, okay?
Yeah, no, not just a Pro, Pro Max. Okay, so where can we use this? Okay, so you might be green with envy. Somebody is green with envy because of other people's achievements, right? So
yes,
you go to Taida, I didn't. So
oh.
I'm green with envy.
Mm.
I turned into the green-eyed monster. No, then that's Monsters, Inc., right?
Maybe it's Hulk, right? You don't the have Hulk, to be the envy yes. one.
Okay, so achievement, okay? Or okay. material possessions. For example, you buy a new BMW.
Yes.
Yeah. You could be jealous, you could be envious, right? Could be relationships. Okay, so your girlfriend's ex-boyfriend now is jealous of you. Sees you as his rival.
Yeah, your life have to go forward. You can't just live with your ex.
Yeah, well, you can't stop other people, you know, being green with envy at you.
It's hard.
You can only control yourself.
Exactly.
Yes. And then, of course, success, right? Success and achievement go together. So if you achieve success, if you one day you got the Nobel Prize, you know, all of a sudden, boom, psh. Or you got lucky.
Oh, lucky,
right?
Yeah. Somebody
winning the lottery.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm.
So that too, green with envy. And of course, you know, at every different stage of our lives, even at school.
Yes.
You know, your classmate next at the next table to you, right? Or behind you, right? He always gets 100. And you, no matter how hard you try, you only get 90.
90 is quite great.
You are always green with envy, right?
Oh, I don't think you have to be envy of somebody is perfect.
Well, and you can be envious. This is my thought.
Mm.
You can be envious, but, you know, sometimes, you know, from envy to jealousy, it's a very fine line. Sometimes you know, day one, you're envious. Day two, you are double envious. Day three, you turn into jealousy. So it builds up, right? If you read the play Othello, you will see Iago builds up. Like eventually he likes to talk to himself. He's talking to himself. He's like, he's trying to fight the demon, the monster. Yeah. Of course, he failed. He gave in. So you see, the whole dramatic part, sort of contrast was he was fighting it. And then he's like, yeah, whatever. You guys go die. I hate you guys, right?
Oh,
I hate
Stark.
Yeah, I hate it that you guys are so romantic and in love. So the three idioms today, what are the three? Let's quickly do a recap.
Okay. The first one is the white lie.
Yes. So you always tell a white lie.
善意的谎言. Okay, white lie.
And then the next item?
Okay, the next one is roll out the red carpet.
Roll out the red carpet. Perfect. Yes, for VIPs, for special occasions, you will roll out the red carpet. And in modern terms, it's figurative. So it means just take out your best tea, take out your best coffee, take out your best cookies to treat your VIPs, make them feel good.
热情款待啊, 热烈欢迎的概念. Okay, the last one, green with envy.
And green with envy, that happens every day
because
somebody else's success is your envy.
Ah, yes, green with envy, 眼红的意思.
That's right. And too much envy turns into jealousy. All right. So before we end today, guys, thank you very much for joining us. And if you want to know more of color-related idioms, why don't you tell us in the wish list? We have in the link down below in the description box, 我们有一个许愿的连接. You guys are welcome to tell us, hey, Patrick, I want to get more of the color-related idioms, for example. And we will see that.
And we
will give you a shout out next time, and we will prep, you know, down the line, we will get some of your suggestions and your inputs also in the next 英语时光机.
Hmm.
Patrick, you want to talk about your channel a little bit before we go?
Oh, okay, very nice. All right. 大家好，我是周报时光机的派崔克。所以如果你喜欢这种类似这种冷知识啊，或者是品牌故事的话，欢迎来到周报时光机这个频道，可以去收听到，你可以认识到，譬如说什么是哈根达斯，哈根达斯的名字是怎么来的，或者是统一超商的一些品牌故事介绍，那也可以多听一看这些内容。如果大家喜欢的话，也可以来到周报时光机的频道收听哦。
That's right, you guys. So that's all the time we got for you today. Thank you very much for joining us. And we will catch you next week on 15 Minutes Cafe on Wednesday again. We will see you and over and out. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.